At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grant and Danny, exclusively sponsored by Kondori and Murad. That law firm handles estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, and probate administration. Their attorneys are there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com and mention us to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com.
Do they handle coworker lawsuits? Like if one made like another coworker puke or something like that?
Supposedly, Toby's entitled right now to about $2 million, actually. Straight out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Tobes, you still leaving that $2 million on the table? You still feel okay?
Do you ever push me again, Danny?
That $2 million will change that tone real quick, I think. I mean, God forbid, what if Toby passes out at the Nats game tonight?
I know.
What if this is the beginning of his health problems?
I know. I'm literally thinking about that.
Months from now, he's still not quite the same. The Beltway Blitz every day at this time covers teams in town you care the most about. The Nats, the NFL, the Commanders. Let's get to it. We start you off with our buddy, the Heist Star, Craig Heist, who covers the Nats. Darius, punch him up so I don't have to reach this mouse. Heisty, what's up, man? We're going to see you tonight in the press box, yeah?
I'm sitting right here now.
Oh, Star's already
there. He's already there.
He's in his patented seat.
Heisty.
He's got his pencil sharpener out. He's got he brings his own power cord, so I don't have to go underneath of the table. I mean, this guy is hooked up and ready to go. Star, big night for the Nats. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just saying, they got to find a way to beat Kodai Senga tonight, and he's been pretty good all year for the Mets, and, you know, the Nationals just have to figure out a way to get a quality start out of somebody that's not going to give up a five-run inning early in the game, and we saw that last night. You know, Mitchell's got to figure it out, and there's been a couple of these guys that Miguel Cairo is sending out there right now, and, you know, the first inning or two, okay, but then you know, he winds up, you know, walking a few, then doesn't get plays made behind him. And before you know it, there's a five spot on the board. And the Nats are battling from behind. And that basically, guys, has been the theme with this club all year long.
Well, Heisty, a good candidate to do it, Mackenzie Gore, would be my one seed. But my two seed right now would be Brad Lord, who's on the bump tonight. He's
giving
himself a hell of an audition to be part of this rotation next year.
Absolutely, and he's been doing it the last two, three times out, Danny. And if he comes up with a good one tonight, goes deep into the game, you know, the Nationals can find a way and play good, clean baseball. They can beat this team. There's no question in my mind about that. I mean, they're sitting in second place right now behind the Phillies, 5.5 games out, and this was after a real tough stretch that they went through. But now a three-game winning streak. They're coming off that Little League Classic. with the win the other night, and now they've won three straight, so we'll see if they keep it going. But Nationals need a good outing out of Lord tonight, no question about it.
Gore is going to pitch tomorrow. He'll be on our show coming up a little bit after 6 o'clock. He's got back-to-back quality starts to get back on track here. I was kind of hoping Jake Irvin would be following a similar suit where he could get back on the good foot and start throwing some decent outings, but we just haven't seen it. ERA's up over 6 over his last 20 or so starts. What are you seeing?
Well, I just think it's a lack of command, really, to be honest with you. It starts with the fastball, and then everything kind of gets set up after that. But, you know, he's been very inconsistent in the strike zone, long pitch innings, and it's cost him, and it's cost him big innings, too. I mean, lots of runs being scored, and that's why the ERA is where it is. And this team, you know, while it does, it can hit home runs, and you'd like to see it go station to station and, you know, move the line, if you will. It's tough for this team to come battling back when they get down 5-6 runs.
Heisty, how should they be deploying these four young outfielders that all need playing time?
Well, they all need playing time. You're right. I think Miguel Cairo is going to go with the hottest hand that he has in the lineup right now. And obviously, I don't think you're going to sit James Wood or anything like that. Now he had his stretch coming out of the All-Star break where he wasn't very good. I think he was 10 for 41 before he got it straightened out a little bit. But, you know, I just look down at that outfield, and I see a lot of depth. I see a lot of brightness for the future. I think Jacob Young in center field is a guy, kind of guy you can rely on to go out there and play great defense for you. And also, what I'd like to see them do more than anything, guys, is swing the bat a little bit better. But that's all something, you know, Miguel Cairo has to figure out the rest of the way these last 6 weeks. This is just who is going to get the majority of the playing time. Dylan Cruz has to play. I just think it's a good problem to have. But, again, consistency is the thing you want to see. And if somebody gets going real good, then Cairo has that decision to make of, well, do I give him a day off to give somebody else playing time? It's a tough decision, but, I mean, I'm very enthusiastic about the talent that they have in this outfield.
Greg, thank you. We appreciate the time.
All right.
Enjoy the game tonight. Nats, 6:15 pregame, 6:45 first pitch right here on The Fan. The Mets and Juan Soto in town. Let's talk football. James Boyd, mornings 93.5 and 107.5, The Fan in Indianapolis to talk Colts with us. James, did the coaching staff make the right decision to roll with Daniel Jones in week one over Anthony Richardson?
That's a loaded question around these parts, and I will probably say no, just because there was no good decision or right decision to be made, in my opinion. I understand that decision had to be made. They had to pick a quarterback, but neither one, in my opinion, was really worthy of being a starter in the NFL, and at this point, you just pick the lesser of two evils. So I think that they went with the guy they believe can be more stable than the guy who perhaps provides more explosive plays with Anthony Richardson, but can be more erratic. So my only pushback to that statement is that if you look at Daniel Jones' career, outside of 2022, when they went to the playoffs with the Giants, other than that, he has largely been a bad quarterback in the NFL.
So I'm outside looking in, James. Obviously, I don't cover them, and you're much closer to it than I am. But I've kind of liked this Colts roster from afar for a handful of seasons. It just feels like they can't get quarterback right. And that division's there to be had. Houston's good, but I don't think anybody's a juggernaut there. Now it looks like Jacksonville, Tennessee might be better. Where's this roster at, and where would they be if they had league average quarterback play?
That's a great question you asked, because that is what the Colts feel internally. They believe, truly, that if they get average to slightly above average quarterback play, they can be a playoff team. And honestly, it's hard to refute that evidence. I mean, they went 8-9 a couple of years ago. I'm sorry, they went 8-9 last year with Anthony Richardson missing time, Joe Flacco seeing the field for a few games. And then the year before that, they went 9-8 with Gardner Minshew largely as a starting quarterback because Anthony missed so much time. So in their minds, they think with the talent we have at receiver, the upgrades we made on defense, the talent we have in the backfield, obviously they added Tyler Warren in the draft tight end, we believe that we can go out there and win 10 games and win this division. And honestly, the AFC South isn't some super hard division. In fact, the hard thing about, you know, trying to justify any moves the Colts make is just figuring out how do you end the drought? They hadn't won the division since 2014, but during that span, at least during Chris Ballard's tenure, he's going to his ninth year, every other team has won the division, bottomed out, and then won it again with a different quarterback. So you're not exactly going up against a juggernaut, you know, teams here.
Make the case for Anthony Richardson still having a shot to be a good NFL quarterback.
Well, one, I would say it would have to be elsewhere. They're trying to sell us on this dream or this plan that they have. Oh, don't give up on him. It's not over. He has a future here in Indianapolis. I'm squinting right now, you guys, and I cannot see that future very well just because usually guys that get benched twice in a matter of months as a top five pick, they don't pan out with the teams that drafted them. So it would have to be elsewhere, and I think a team would have to really try to bring him along as far as the reps and teaching him the game. I think a lot of the stuff that he's messed up or had issues with when it comes to, you know, line preparation and cadence and things of that nature is just from not having time on task. And then the other thing is, which is the answer that no one can really give, is can he stay healthy? Because the biggest factor, I think, and the reason why Anthony was benched, and honestly, Chris Ballard told us this, the Colts GM, the biggest reason they brought in another quarterback to challenge him in the first place was because they couldn't rely on him to be healthy. So that's the elephant in the room, whether he plays here again or not, is if he goes elsewhere, can you stay healthy enough for anybody to see what you could actually become?
James, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the info, dude.
All right, you have a good one.
Have a great one. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. Our guy Michael Jenkins, BetMGM Network, Commanders TV Network, joining us here on the Beltway Blitz. Michael, first of all, good to talk to you. Second of all,
yeah.
What's the plan here for this third preseason game, which is like in an hour and a half?
Yeah, I think the plan is let's play it safe, and maybe you see like a little bit of spot duty, but I don't even know if we'd see Jaden Daniels at all. I think, you know, we saw everything we needed from him in the previous preseason game. It's like, look, you're done. You bounced off a guy. That's all we need. And ultimately, this is going to be about guys making that 53-man roster and developing depth, which this team needs, you know, particularly at receiver outside of the top three and definitely on the offensive line as well.
Makes perfect sense. And I know Jaden Daniels is not your normal second-year quarterback. That said, Michael, just in a vacuum, the idea of a guy his age with his number of games under his belt throwing zero passes in August is not something I'd traditionally sign up for. Can we be okay with him going into the year with zero passes with all of the flux at wide receiver?
I mean, that's a really great question, Grant. I think we almost have to be, if that makes sense, because what we saw last year was so dynamic and unlike anything we've ever seen from a rookie quarterback. So maybe if you're talking about another second-year guy or maybe a third-year guy like a Bryce Young who is still sort of in a pivot year, then maybe you said, look, we got to see more from this guy. But I think with Jaden, he's that one exception to the rule, which he's the exception to many rules in the NFL, where it's just you have to trust what we saw last year. There's no reason not to. And unless you really, really need to develop some sort of chemistry with Luke McCaffrey or something like that, I would keep him on bubble wrap.
What's the latest on Noah Brown? How comfortable are we that he'll be, A, available early in the season and be himself and hopefully, you know, get through 17 games?
I mean, I don't think very comfortable. I think that's one of the more, you know, under-talked about talking points when it comes to this team because we're so carry-focused right now. And thank God Brandon Coleman returned today. That was a welcome sight. But there's no question that this receiving core needs depth. Everyone knows that. We got to have people on the field outside of Terry, outside of Debo. And Noah is an important guy because of his length and because he does different things than the other receivers can do. And I'm not quite sure we're getting a whole lot of updates on where he is. We're all assuming that he's going to be ready to go, but we don't really have the answer to that.
Michael Jenkins is with us on the Beltway Blitz, Commanders Broadcast Network. Michael, how about the running back room? Brian Robinson's on his way out. Who do you think leads them in carries this season, if you had to guess?
I think it's going to be Bill, right? I mean, they love him. And I know it's an easy thing to say, like, oh, it's going to be Bill. Everybody loves him. He's a rookie. But it really is the case. From the moment he stepped on the field in training camp, he's just turned heads with the way he plays. And I think what they'll do, too, is I think it might start with a little bit of running back by committee because I think if you know Cliff Kingsbury, one of the reasons why he's enamored with Kroski Merritt is his speed, his ability to sort of hit that home run ball, if you will, and to take it to the house like we saw in last preseason's games. But also, I don't think you want to wear him out early on. Chris Rodriguez has looked good. So I think it'll sort of be, let's spread it out based on Cliff's offense. And then as the season goes on, as these guys get more comfortable, I think it's going to be Kroski Merritt. They got a real gem in this guy, especially in the late round like they did.
Trey Amos didn't play the other night, and I was really bummed about that. I understand, obviously, you want him healthy for the regular season, but, man, I just want to see more of this kid. Just kind of give me your view on his camp so far, preseason, and rookie prognosis.
He's been the most impressive guy in camp as far as the rookies are concerned. I think more so than Connerly, more so than Krosky Merritt, because he has come in, and I mean from day one. Like, you know, I do this podcast with Smoot, and he was on Emmanuel Forbes forever. Emmanuel Forbes, and I think we all kind of figured out pretty early on, I mean, I don't know if this is going to be the guy. So seeing that guy, which we hoped would develop and then not develop, and then all of a sudden you have this 180-degree turn where Trey Amos shows up. And I mean from the first practice, he was mixing it up and felt like he belonged. And you know how it is with corners who are in the NFL who are very good. You have to have that confidence. He came out really cocky. No, I don't say cocky. He came out with that air about him, like, I belong here. And he has proven that, gone up against the best that they have in camp, and he has looked the part from the moment he has stepped on the field. So he's going to really help be a part of that remaking of the secondary.
Michael, excellent as always, buddy. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Great talking to you guys. Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
You too. We'll see you out in Ashburn. There's Michael Jenkins. Check him out on all the Commanders content. Rank the top three Commanders running backs in rush attempts as we projected for this season. That'll be the exercise next. Where are those carries going to go post Brian Robinson? You're listening to The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think it's going to be Bill, right? I mean, they love him. And I know it's an easy thing to say, like, oh, it's going to be Bill. Everybody loves him. He's a rookie. But it really is the case. From the moment he stepped on the field in training camp, he's just turned heads with the way he plays. And I think what they'll do, too, is I think it might start with a little bit of running back by committee, because I think if you know Cliff Kingsbury, one of the reasons why he's enamored with Crosky Merritt is his speed, his ability to sort of hit that home run ball, if you will, and to take it to the house like we saw in last preseason's games. But also, I don't think you want to wear him out early on. Chris Rodriguez has looked good. So I think it'll sort of be, let's spread it out based on Cliff's offense. And then as the season goes on, as these guys get more comfortable, I think it's going to be Crosky Merritt. They got a real gem in this guy, especially in a late round like they did.
This will be our Grant and Danny poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best in class service and experience. You can vote 1067 The Fan's Twitter account. Who's going to lead this team in carries, and what's the order going to look like at the end of the year in rushing attempts? You just heard Michael Jenkins' answer from the Commanders Broadcast Network. But this divorce is happening. Brian Robinson is out. In fact, there were reports today that he doesn't even have a locker out in Ashburn at this point. But when Dan Quinn is meeting with his team ahead of a preseason game and telling them that Brian Robinson is not going to play, what I also believe was said was Brian Robinson's not going to be on our team anymore. Like, I don't think he's a part of the operation.
Right.
So now you try to trade him, and if you can't, you make it official and you release him. But remember when I had suggested and speculated maybe he wouldn't take it too well to be demoted and just be a back-of-the-roster guy?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like he took the idea that they were thinking about cutting him too well either, because to go from top guy in drills and getting carries with the first team 10, 12 days ago to whatever this is now, something went sideways.
Yeah, I was going to say, running with the ones to no locker is quite the de-escalation, or whatever you want to call it, is the journey. Yeah.
That's not the pace with which things generally happen.
No.
But running back room right now. So Robinson will set to the side. Eckler is the third down, 2-minute, 4-minute back. He is the pass catcher out of the backfield. But while there's going to be some first and second down work, he's certainly not going to be the traditional three down back that, you know, around the league existed a long time ago. And if you have a special guy, it may still exist now. So the question really is, who fills in on first and second down as this year goes on? I think there's a great chance that Chris Rodriguez gets the first and 10 carry to open the season against the Giants, just because he's next in line, and Crosky Merritt gets in where he fits in, and then over a few weeks kind of supplants him and becomes the guy that gets the most touches. But is there someone else in this conversation other than Crosky Merritt, Rodriguez, and Eckler? Does McNichols make the roster? He got plenty of carries last year. Could we see a guy like Demetric Felton as the year goes on, for whatever reason, who's got more NFL carries under his belt than Ja'Cory Crosky Merritt does? You know, pretty similar to Chris Rodriguez in terms of the role he once had in Cleveland with the Browns. So I want to get your answer, Danny, and then we'll hit the phones. But let's open up the lines now at 800-636-1067 for you guys. Rank your top three backs in rushing attempts this season as you see that going.
So I think it's going to be Rodriguez by a nose. Not by a lot, but very, very
Number
close.
Number one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think it's going to be as committee-y as you can find, hot hand as you can find. I don't think they've got a guy that's going to get 20 carries a game consistently. I just don't think that's who they are. I think Daniels is going to get his share. You've got to set aside 100 carries, give or take, for Austin Eckler. That's in that 6 to 8 range per game, assuming health, but you never can with him. I just don't know if there's a one-guy bell cow kind of a situation. I think different different packages, different defenses, different lineups, different heat maps, who's going well, et cetera. I think Rodriguez has – they still want that thumping – downhill between the tackles guy, even though I don't really care about it. So I think we're sleeping on the idea that Rodriguez isn't going to be a significant part. But I think he leads the team in carries as a running back. I actually think Daniels leads the team in carries. But I think it's Rodriguez by just a handful.
So 115 to 120 is the range that I think Eckler's in if he plays all 17 games. Because I think he'll probably miss a couple of games.
He was at 6.5 per carries last year, so yeah, that math checks out.
Basically
yep.
The exact same ratio, so to speak. But I'll put him, you said 100. I think that probably works because I think he misses a couple games.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Let's say 105 carries for him. Robinson got 187 that gets divvied up. Daniels was second on the team with 148. I actually think there's a real good chance, to your point, that Daniels leads the team in rushing attempts if Kroski Merritt doesn't take off. I have a hard time believing Chris Rodriguez would. So I'm going to go first. I'll say Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. And I think he ends up getting maybe 165, 170 carries, something like that. Daniels, not part of the exercise, but I think would probably be second, somewhere around 125 to 150 mm-hmm. in the range that he was last year. Third, I'm going to go with Eckler at, say, 105 or whatever. And then I would go Rodriguez, third among backs, fourth overall. He had 35 last year. I'll basically triple that and say he's in the 90s, low 100s, right behind Eckler. So I guess my order would be Bill Merritt, JCM number one, Eckler number two, and then Rodriguez number three. But I kind of think you could put it in a blender. Like, we're all spitballing here.
Sure.
How could anybody know? And a lot of this is also going to have to do with not only health at that position, clearly, but who's the hot hand? If Chris Rodriguez rips off a 40-yard carry in the season-opening carry like he did in the preseason opener against the Bengals at home post the Robinson news, he's not coming off the field the next drive. Like, let's say he goes 12 for 96 in week one. Well, he's getting 12 to 15 carries the next week. So if it works, they're going to keep feeding him. I'll still roll with Merritt. He is the biggest reason why I think they're comfortable moving on from Robinson. It's not Chris Rodriguez, it's Merritt.
Here's my counter to your counter. Again, I agree with all that. I'm just trying to read them. And last year, despite wild ineffectiveness, despite a complete inability to do very much at all with his carries, it was still Brian Robinson until it wasn't, right? We're still going to trot this out there and see if it goes. Again, that New Orleans game where they ran him into the line of scrimmage a million times, that was late in the season. That wasn't week two where we're still figuring it out. They thought their bread was going to be buttered that way, right? Where you go to that to the Tampa game, didn't do much. They ran great against Detroit, but who didn't? But you have those. They showed you what they're after, what they want. I think they still want, even though Kingsbury's offense is about spreading you out, ball in space, you know, moving targets, getting people going. I still think they want to make you honest. Like, you got to cover your gut. You get enough gut punches with a downhill between the tackles runner that now you start to respect some of those fakes more. And I think that's what Rodriguez's game is.
What about Deebo Samuel? Now, Deebo's career high is 59 rushing attempts in his monster 2021 season. When he was mostly a receiver, he went for 1,400 yards and six touchdowns that year. He led the NFL 18 yards per catch. But he did have 60 carries basically that season, averaging right around 5 yards per carry, I think it was. If you take the numbers and kind of account for age and injury history and knock off, you know, a dozen or 15 or 20 carries, you know, you could still have him in the mid-40s. That's more carries, as an example, to give you a comp, than Chris Rodriguez had here last year.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like there were games where he was heavily involved. He played in 9 games. He got carries in 7 or 8 games. And yet, Deebo, in his normal year in San Francisco, out-carried that. Could he be third on the team in rushing attempts behind whichever two separate themselves? Like, I'm going Merritt Eckler. You're going Rodriguez Merritt?
Yeah.
Then Eckler would be third, but what's realistic? I think Deebo carrying the ball, if he plays in 15, 16 games, 45 or 50 times while bullish is not crazy. I also think that's part of the B-Rob thing. I think they think he's going to be heavily involved. I don't think it's a coincidence that the first play of the actual dress rehearsal where Cliff Kingsbury put together a plan like he wants to in the regular season, the first play was a Deebo end around.
Looking back at last year, there were just over 500 carries, right? I mean, some of it is a kneel down here or there or whatever. So basically, in games, there's just over 500 carries. Daniels is going to account for some, whether it's designed or otherwise. So you take those 120, 130 right off the board. Eckler needs his two. Take that 100 off the board. So you're really talking about 300 carries, you know, give or take, right, in terms of regulation, in-game type flow. So I don't know how many there's going to be for Deebo Samuel or the second option, third option, et cetera. To me, if you're trying to keep Deebo himself, I don't necessarily want him running between the tackles 45, 50 times. You know, it's to me, you can get that same effect on a pop pass. You can get that same effect on a bubble screen or something like that. You want the ball in his hands. But lining him up as a straight tailback, I don't know how many times you do that. Maybe you show it once to keep him honest, but is it three carries a week for Deebo Samuel? 2 to 3? That's kind of puts you in that 35, 40 range.
So I made the case on Monday after the preseason game. Or going into the preseason game, rather, and then on Tuesday after the preseason game yesterday, that we're under-talking about Rodriguez, who's the closest thing to Robinson. That to replace him, you use a guy like him.
Mm-hmm.
I get that logic. But that is the question for you guys right now on the phones. Who is the big beneficiary here? Who leads them in carries this season, if you had to forecast that now? The seventh rounder from Arizona, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Or Chris Rodriguez? Or is it possible that they really turn up the faders on Austin Ekeler and in a kind of three-headed monster, he ends up with 135 or 140 carries or something way up from last year because he's healthier and he's their leading rusher at this point of his career? 800-636-1067 is the number. Brian Robinson is out. Certainly looks like that is now all but assured. We're just waiting on the final word of if it's a trade or if he's being released. How do they pick up the pieces at running back? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, no updates. Brian's been excused from the practice for today, and we hope to have some resolution on that soon.
Chris in Hyattsville just said, you love Chris Rodriguez the way Danny loves Luis Garcia Jr. Do you love Luis Garcia Jr.? Is that a thing I don't know about?
Love is too strong. My point is, everyone gave up on him too early for me, like a kid that like had some maturity issues and, you know, gained some weight or whatever, but he could put the bat to the ball. The rest of the stuff you can kind of figure out. So I've always been more of an advocate for him, it sounds like, than most other people, but he keeps not putting up great numbers, but he also sits all the time and they refuse to just play him every day, but I don't know. So I would say I probably a little bit, I over-mentioned Luis Garcia Jr.
It seems like you like him and you're afraid to admit it because it's not going great. Is that overstated? It seems like you're a Luis Garcia guy.
If there is such a thing. Like the way that I was a Danny Espinosa guy.
Okay.
Or, you know, when it wasn't that cool, when he was striking out 250 times, you
right.
know? And
I mean, we're almost 600 games into a 2,100 plate appearance career where he's got a 98 ops plus.
Yep.
And he's a below average defender.
That's pretty much the summary at this point.
Right.
Yeah. The other stuff hasn't happened like I thought it would. You know, like, because the thing I always say about.
You're right that he doesn't swing and miss.
Right. About baseball is like the single hardest thing to do is to hit that ball with that bat. And he can do that at a level that's higher than most people.
So can K-Bert Ruiz.
Yep.
Never swings and misses.
And it hasn't really manifested in terms of.
But if you don't have plus bat speed.
There it is.
Right. And we're not hitting with authority.
Yep.
I will say, if you look at his metrics on Savant, which I am doing right now.
You won't do it right now.
There's a lot of areas where Luis Garcia looks like he should be a really good offensive hitter. His strikeout percentage is 86th percentile. His whiff rate is 70th percentile. He squares balls up at a 90th percentile rate. Now, again, there's not enough authority. Like his expected batting average this year, in a year in which he is hitting
263.
Is 297.
Mm-hmm.
His expected slug is 470, which is 71st percentile. So even though it hasn't been great, the results, when you look at results, 23rd percentile batter, 28th percentile base runner, 13th percentile fielder, like there's a starter kit here. I understand the intrigue. I guess the comp would be I can't quit Chris Rodriguez.
Yep.
But it seems like business is booming.
Business is big enough for Chris.
Maybe the coaching staff's coming around on old C-Rod. I remember last year, he showed up and there was questions about what kind of shape he was in.
Yeah.
A year later, after being released, then getting a shot and outperforming Rodriguez, he showed up in awesome shape. And clearly, it had something to do with what's going on with Robinson. I actually do believe, if I had to guess, that before training camp started, they weren't in a great place just in their own evaluation of Robinson coming out of last year. You heard Chris Russell talk about this on air. This has come up a few different times dating back to last season, that they were having meetings with him and talking to him and didn't love certain ways that he was operating as a ball carrier or whatever. I think that this is largely about Robinson himself as a fit with Kingsbury, secondarily about the other guys, but they like these players too. And Merritt is the biggest part of that for me, but Rodriguez, who's Robinson-ish, is going to give them a chance to not have to worry about divvying up those carries. By the way, in about 12 minutes, Chris Miller of Monumental Sports, voice of the Wizards, he's going to be joining us to talk about John Wall. He covered him throughout his entire career with the Wiz. Wall announcing formally yesterday he's going to retire. I want to talk about his legacy in D.C. and the career he put together here in the district. But before we move on the running backs, you say that Rodriguez has the most carries.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say he gets 200 attempts.
Oh, man.
I don't think he's going to, but let's just say a hot hand happens and he gets 200 carries.
Okay.
What kind of production would you expect? 4 yards a carry is 800. Not great at math, but I could do that. 5 yards a carry is 1,000. Like, where would you pencil him in with 200 attempts behind this line this year next to Jaden Daniels?
About 850 yards, give or take. So not quite 4.5, but not quite 4.
So Robinson-ish.
Yeah, a little
bit
better.
Now, same question for Merritt, because this is where I think Merritt's ceiling is way higher. Might be more of a question mark, and maybe there's a lower floor because you just don't know. I think he has the ability to turn bad runs into okay ones. Like, that's one of my favorite skills for backs.
Mm-hmm.
If you get 1 or 2 yards on a play that should have lost three.
Should have been -3, yeah.
That's a massive win, and it's something fans don't always see looking at the box scores. But I could see Merritt running, you know, averaging like 4.8 or something like that. and going 200 carries for 950 yards.
So that's what's so much harder. Because remember all those years where, you know, Chris Thompson would have way better yards per carry than the first down back, and you go, why don't you just give it to him? Well, a lot of times he's running that third and long give-up draw or against better looks, or he's in there what looks like a passing down, and you got a look that you want, so you hand it to him. To me, JCM is the bell cow. I'd be fascinated to see that. I mean, it's more my style.
What's your hesitation to that? Like, in other words,
I'm just thinking about them. Like, they seem to love this.
So you would line him up on first and 10
yeah.
to open the season against the Giants.
I'd try to find two more just like him to do it.
But why don't you think they're going to?
Because they gave Brian Robinson almost 200 carries last year, and they would have given him more.
He was the best guy on the roster.
I mean, you had...
The only other option would have been Rodriguez, who's the same as him. They don't want to get Eckler hurt, who got hurt constantly, even though they weren't giving him any carries.
You had three runners who were more effective that they gave the football to sometimes. And they seem to want to keep doing that.
They didn't have the kind of guy that you want, that they have drafted and are creating space for. It seems like they're doing exactly what you would want them to do.
Almost. But again, I last year there were options that weren't Brian Robinson, and they just kept doing it.
Who, as an example?
McNichols. Or more effective when Rodriguez was in the game himself. I mean, you saw these samples where they were both playing football,
right,
and Rodriguez was better. But they kept going to Brian Robinson.
I just think Rodriguez is Robinson, so that it's not relevant to the point of, like, they like this Robinson thing, not something else. I just think it's what they had. Now, a better point might be, off season ago, they could have moved on from Brian Robinson, and they didn't. But maybe they didn't know what kind of
fit. Yeah, who knows? I mean, you inherit stuff. I mean, to me, this was a...
Like, McNichols is not a shifty, speedy... He's been around forever and is kind of a... He's certainly not as big as Brian Robinson, but I don't know. That's not a guy that I was clamoring for getting a bunch of touches at any point, even when he was effective.
Totally fair.
Personally.
I mean, for me, I was just going, please not this. Please not Robinson. And they, again, he was on pace for 220 or more carries, but given the fact that he got injured and slowed down, et cetera. So that's my only hesitation. Now, again, I could be wrong. And they go, no, we understand the times. We get what should be happening. We're going with the guy with the wiggle, the guy with the burst that's way more fun and exciting and that fits our modern offense. And sorry about those slam into the line of scrimmage, 1.5, 2 yard gains that old school football guys love. We got bigger fish to fry.
I think they'd like to do that. I think that's what they're hoping to do. I'm just not sure they have all the information they need yet on Kroski Merritt.
Sure. I mean, how does he bounce back?
Exactly.
You know, after a 20 carry game, can you do the same thing next week and have him be fine in week 17? They don't know.
Does he wear down on carry 15?
Right.
How durable is he going to be? Miss some time in practice after a shoulder ding when he got 6-7 carries against the Patriots in the preseason. You heard Quinn say after the game, they're learning him still. What does he do well? What does he do poorly? Can they ask him to execute this run? Is he better behind the pullers and that counter tray thing that we saw Rodriguez run well with patience? Or does he, you know, is he going to be able to do inside-outside stuff? Is it zone? Is it power? Like, what kind of things does he do best? I don't know that they have all those answers. So I don't think they can truly have a set-in-stone plan yet. But I'll bet you if you ask Kingsbury or Quinn, based on what I've seen so far in camp, the way they talk about this guy, if they had their druthers, they would end up giving him the most carries. And I don't know what, is that 175 attempts, 155 attempts? I don't know. But I think he would lead the team in carries if they can make it work. It's up to Merritt now to earn that.
Sure.
It's up to Kroski Merritt, I guess. Hyphenated names are hard for me. It just feels like
it doesn't flow.
So much more complicated than it needs to be, but I get a name is a name. So I'm going to give you your name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it the best I can. But
on that front, I'm having a tough time with the Bill thing. I know
I can't do that.
Well, that's what he prefers, and I guess that's out there that he prefers it. So to me, it's a little bit too much like people like try to pretend to be friends with DeAndre Hopkins, and they go, well, I was talking to Nuke. Mm-mm, you weren't. You see what I'm saying? Like, you guys.
That's my thing, too. If he asks for it specifically, I want you to call me Bill, then respectfully, I just have to do that. But right now, I'm rolling with JCM, and as long as he's cool with that, I'll ask him next time I see him, then that's what I'm going to do.
But I get that my skin crawls when like the guy that isn't really like tight with him or whatever is like, yeah, I was talking to Bill, and it's like, oh, you're just trying to let us know that you're in the inner circle, and it's so cringeworthy to me.
To be clear, though, Obama style, let me be clear.
Mm.
My daughters go to Central Front. Let me be clear. I think no one's doing that. They're just calling him the name that he wants to be called. It does come off that way, and it kind of feels icky.
It's akin to that thing that I don't like.
Right. But I don't think that's what's happening. Would you agree?
No.
I think people are just calling him the name.
I think people are overbilling.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You'll notice it now.
Too much bill?
Yeah. They're overbilling. Mm-hmm. We're just like, they think it's the novelty's so funny that somehow Ja'Cory, you know, morphs to Bill.
So on our Twitter poll right now, DCMetropolitanMoving.com, it's your Metropolitan Moving and Storage Grant and Danny poll of the day. 58% of respondents are saying Kroski Merritt will lead the team in rushes. 24% say Rodriguez. Only 12% say Eckler. So I think everybody understands the role for him there. And then 5% say other. I don't even know what that would look like.
Who's the other?
I mean, that's... Other is why... What was your idea on other there? Just like opening the door for Felton or something?
I mean, or whatchamacallit, the other guy that had carries last year, 26.
Jeremy McNichols?
Yeah, McNichols, or maybe a free agent shakes loose.
Whatchamacallit, the other guy.
Yeah. Next time I'll do whatchamacallit,
The other guy that had carries last year?
Dude, that would, by the way, be a tremendous bit. If it's like, what's his name, the other guy? And like that was one of the answers.
Just a good radio guy. That's all I'm doing.
Might run out of characters there. Speaking of good television guys, Chris Miller, who calls Wizards games, will join us next. We'll talk John Wall with him on The Fan.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.